Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Leadership in Flight, Your Flight Plan for Navigating Life and Leading with Clarity and Confidence is a leadership development book by Ben Stern, a Southwest Airlines captain with more than 35 years of aviation experience. The book presents aviation as a practical model for decision-making, communication, crisis response, and personal leadership outside the cockpit. Rather than treating leadership as a collection of abstract traits, Stern frames it as a disciplined practice shaped by preparation, situational awareness, crew coordination, and calm execution under pressure. Its genre is best understood as experience-based business and personal leadership, with lessons drawn from commercial flight operations and adapted for workplace and life challenges. Because the book is a debut work and not yet supported by extensive public review analysis, its strongest verifiable positioning is its distinctive source material, the flight deck, as a high accountability environment where clarity, confidence, and teamwork are operational necessities rather than motivational ideals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aviation discipline as a transferable model for leadership. The central idea of leadership in flight is that the habits required in aviation can be applied to leadership in business, organizations, and personal decision-making. Commercial aviation depends on structure because uncertainty, time pressure, and human error are constant risks. Stern uses that environment as the basis for a leadership framework grounded in preparation, procedure, and accountability. This distinguishes the book from leadership titles that rely mainly on inspiration or personality theory. In aviation, confidence is not treated as a mood or public image. It is produced by training, repeated practice, and clear systems. The relevance for non-aviation leaders is that many workplace problems also involve incomplete information, competing priorities, and the need to coordinate people quickly. By translating cockpit discipline into everyday leadership, the book encourages readers to think of leadership as an operational responsibility. The implied lesson is that good leaders reduce ambiguity before it becomes a crisis, define roles before stress escalates, and build trust through reliable process rather than improvisation alone. Secondly, decision-making under pressure without relying on impulse. A major theme associated with the book is disciplined decision-making, a subject naturally connected to the flight deck. Pilots are trained to avoid impulsive reactions because high-pressure situations can narrow attention and distort judgment. Leadership in flight positions this aviation habit as relevant to leaders who must make decisions when information is incomplete or conditions are changing. The value of this approach is that it separates decisiveness from haste. A leader can act with confidence while still using a methodical process, assess the situation, identify the most urgent risk, communicate clearly, and choose the action that best preserves safety and mission objectives. In organizational settings, the equivalent may involve financial pressure, employee conflict, customer issues, or operational breakdowns. The book appears to emphasize that clarity comes from disciplined thinking before and during difficult moments. This makes its leadership model practical rather than purely aspirational. It suggests that leaders should build decision routines in advance, so pressure does not force them to invent judgment from scratch. Thirdly, crisis management built on preparation and calm execution, the book is presented as translating aviation crisis management into a playbook for leaders on the ground. This is one of its most concrete contributions, because aviation treats emergencies as events to be prepared for before they occur. The leadership implication is that resilience is not only a personal quality, it is also a system of readiness. Stern's background supports a focus on maintaining composure, following tested procedures, and prioritizing critical actions when circumstances become unstable. In business or personal leadership, crises often expose whether a team has shared expectations and whether the leader can distinguish urgent threats from distracting noise. The aviation model is useful because it does not romanticize crisis as a stage for heroic improvisation. Instead, it values calm communication, role clarity, and practiced response. Leadership in flight therefore aligns crisis leadership with operational maturity. Its message is likely most useful to readers who want to handle disruption more systematically, whether that disruption involves organizational change, emergencies, or moments when others look to them for direction. Fourthly, team dynamics shaped by cockpit coordination and trust. Leadership in flight also draws on team dynamics learned in aviation, where safety depends on coordinated action rather than individual authority alone. A commercial flight deck requires communication that is concise, role-aware, and open enough to surface concerns. The book applies this principle to leadership beyond aviation by showing that confidence in a leader is closely tied to how well the leader enables others to contribute. In many organizations, teams fail not because people lack talent, but because expectations are unclear, information is withheld, or hierarchy prevents useful feedback. The cockpit model offers a different standard roles matter, but communication must still support shared awareness. This theme gives the book practical relevance for managers, project leads, and professionals responsible for cross-functional work. It implies that effective leaders do not simply issue instructions. They create conditions in which people understand the objective, recognize changing conditions, and speak up when necessary. The distinctive aviation influence is the emphasis on trust as a functional requirement, not merely a cultural preference. Lastly, personal leadership framed as a flight plan for direction and confidence. The subtitle presents the book as a flight plan for navigating life as well as leading others, which broadens its scope from workplace management to personal leadership. This framing suggests that Stern uses aviation not only as a professional analogy, but also as a way to discuss direction, preparation, and self-command. A flight plan implies an intended destination, awareness of conditions, contingency thinking, and the willingness to adjust while staying oriented. Applied to life and leadership, this idea encourages readers to move beyond vague ambition and think in terms of purposeful navigation. The practical value lies in connecting personal clarity with outward leadership behavior. Leaders who lack internal direction may communicate inconsistently or reactively, while leaders with clearer priorities can make steadier decisions. Because the public information about the book does not support detailed claims about specific exercises or chapters, the safest interpretation is thematic. The book encourages readers to lead with confidence by planning deliberately, monitoring conditions, and adapting without losing sight of their purpose. In conclusion, Leadership in Flight is most suitable for professionals, managers, entrepreneurs, first-time leaders, and aspiring leaders who value practical lessons drawn from high-responsibility environments. Readers interested in aviation will likely find the premise especially accessible, but the book's relevance is not limited to pilots or airline professionals. Its benefits appear to be practical, rather than academic. It offers a way to think about decision-making, crisis response, communication, and personal direction through the disciplined habits of flight operations. Compared with many leadership books that rely on corporate case studies, military analogies, or broad motivational principles, this book stands out through its commercial aviation perspective and the author's long career in the cockpit. That setting gives the leadership advice a specific operational logic: prepare before pressure arrives, communicate clearly, manage risk, and build teams that can function when conditions change. Because detailed independent reviews and chapter-level summaries are limited, readers should approach it as an experience-based leadership guide rather than a research-heavy management text. Its strongest differentiator is the translation of aviation-tested behavior into ordinary leadership contexts, making it a focused option for readers who want clarity and structure rather than abstract encouragement. If you would like to support Ben Stern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.